Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address for verification of authorship, not publication. Re. Letter to the editor, closing Aurora exhibition no different than banning books, October 1, 2024, and disgusting display, Aurora Cultural Center exhibit closes amid anti-Semitism concerns, September 26, 2024. I read Von Du's letter to the editor and I applaud the words. Just last year, Yafeng Shi's exhibit at the Aurora Public Library was temporarily censored when references to Donald Trump and Ontario Premier Doug Ford were shown in her artwork of women protesting. The APL knew of her work, and ironically, the exhibit was put on for International Women's Day. The library board did revoke the initial APL decision and allowed the exhibition to go ahead after a CBC News report. Art is meant to invoke conversations, and I wonder after just seeing the Banksy exhibit in Toronto, did people protest outside and ask for his artwork depicting a Palestinian view to be removed? It showed the Waldorf Hotel, which is a play on the Waldorf Hotel, which was in reference to Palestinians and how they try to live. I visited a concentration camp in Germany, and learned Hitler went after the media to silence voices. With artwork, books and media, when this is silenced, then the voices of those oppressed surely will never be heard. Beginning on May 10, 1933, Nazi-dominated student groups carried out public burnings of books they claimed were un-German. Based on what history has shown us, we must fight for the Canadian Charter on freedom of expression to be followed. One also must not use the word anti-Semitism to stop free speech. Otherwise, you are saying Banksy is anti-Semitic? Free speech, or a different view on a two-state solution, doesn't mean one is anti-Semitic, but maybe it means one is for humanity? Julie Preston, Aurora.